Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, Kristi Noem is in big trouble. Her Department of Homeland Security is massively unfavorable, and they are trying to desperately change course. That is why, quietly last night, the DHS spokesperson, Trisha McLaughlin, left her job and is trying to quietly move on. But we are not going to let that happen. On the Adam Mockler Show, we are going to go through a few of Trisha McLaughlin's best hits, so to speak, over the past year or so. And by best hits, I mean the repeated cover-up of crimes against U.S. citizens, against non-citizens, against immigrants and undocumented immigrants alike. Trisha McLaughlin, if you don't recognize her, is the one who would be on TV defending the administration's most heinous actions while Kristi Noem was too busy perpetrating these heinous actions. Kristi Noem was the one leading the DHS, leading us into just absolute chaos. Trisha McLaughlin was the one oftentimes on TV covering up for Kristi Noem right after. Whether it's a 5-year-old getting detained, whether it's a 37-year-old mother getting shot in the head, whether it's Alex Preddy getting shot in the back, or undocumented citizens getting just absolutely abused by the DHS, You can bet Trisha McLaughlin would be on TV just minutes after saying that Renee Good was a domestic terrorist, that Alex Preddy was an assassin. But no longer. Trisha McLaughlin will no longer be the one on TV making these arguments, spinning all of this. Where I want to begin are some very, very demonstrable lies that Trisha McLaughlin has made that are inexcusable and that nobody should ever forget. If you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below because we will continue to punch back against this far-right administration and continue to build a better America. And that starts with accountability for people like Trisha McLaughlin. She does not get to quietly go off into the night and go to a new cozy career. No, Trisha McLaughlin lied while U.S. citizens were killed. Let's start here. The aggressive apprehension of a teenager on October 10th. After a video emerged of an aggressive apprehension of a teenager in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, Trisha McLaughlin, our subject of the day, claimed it was an old video and didn't involve ICE. She said, quote, "It's a video from a burglary arrest Chicago police made over a year ago." The evidence? That was a lie. PolitiFact determined McLaughlin's claims were false. The scene involved agents wearing uniforms that identified them as tied to ICE, and it would make no sense for the arrest to involve Chicago police, given it was in a suburb 30 miles away. The teenager's family also spoke out and confirmed that Trisha McLaughlin was just straight up lying. What about this one that's next? The claims. Two children were hospitalized after being tear-gassed as their family drove near a protest in Minneapolis. DHS suggested their parents were agitators. Quote, "It's horrific to see radical agitators bring children to their violent riots." The evidence? DHS soon deleted that post, with Trisha McLaughlin, our subject of the day, acknowledging that the people were not agitators, but instead victims. Are we effing serious here? That seems to be a pretty big difference, the difference between agitators and victims, and it really does give you an insight into their mindset. They reactively paint everybody as an agitator or as a domestic terrorist so they can try to justify state use of force. And when that's debunked, they have no choice but to retreat back and say, wait a minute, maybe these people were victims. That's why Jon Favreau of Pod Save America said, "Trisha McLaughlin used her role to justify the torture of innocents, slander dead Americans as terrorists, and blame an infant's parents for ICE nearly killing their baby with tear gas. She should be hauled before Congress and held accountable to the fullest extent of the law." Absolutely. And even if we go through some of the clips, some of the work that she did on TV for the DHS, it's honestly quite amateur and embarrassing. I mean, regarding tear gas, let's listen to this clip of her trying to claim that they were actually throwing tear gas to protect people.
We were routinely seeing highly organized agitators and rioters not only stalk our law enforcement, but then surround them, begin throwing rocks at them and otherwise assaulting them. They will deploy tear gas to control that crowd as a method to make sure that the public is safe. But
Oh, so the tear gas makes the public safer. The five-month-old who almost died and stopped breathing was safer because they decided to deploy tear gas. Even if what she was saying were true, even if we did concede that tear gas could work for crowd control, that is not what's happening. We have video after video after video of them disproportionately and recklessly using tear gas in order to intimidate the crowd. Not just intimidate the crowd, but to hurt the crowd. There was a 22-year-old who got his eye shot out by a canister, not because he was a part of a big riotous crowd, but because he was just trying to protest. Absolute absurdity coming from Trisha McLaughlin. Here she's saying that the protesters are so incredibly violent that they're pouring water on the ground so it freezes. Like, it's not hard to see why the unpopularity or unfavorability of the Department of Homeland Security has skyrocketed. Even beyond the heinous executions of Alex Preddy and Renee Good, this is just disgusting.
What other acts of violence have they been committing against these agents?
Well, like, listen to how much of a setup interview this is. It's like he basically, they're not playing baseball, they're playing t-ball. He sets it up and he says, what else have these agitators been doing to hurt your poor ears?
What other acts of violence have they been committing against these agents?
Well, Sean, your viewers can see that car was driving, pouring hot cold water on the ground so that it would freeze the ground in front of our federal law enforcement vehicles so that they would potentially slide, crash, and potentially kill them. That is a federal crime that your viewers are seeing there.
I guess it's important to point out that ICE has violated 4,400 court orders over the past year. So while Trisha McLaughlin goes on Fox News and doesn't mention that part, but tries to paint people putting water on the ground as the violent agitators who are lawless, I think we have an actual government agency that is more lawless than any individual protester with a bucket of water could ever possibly be. Like, what kind of arguments are we doing here? Here's a good breakdown of what could have potentially happened. I found this to be captivating.
My absolute favorite thing about Trisha McLaughlin resigning from her role at DHS is that, like with any resignation from the Trump administration, you have no clue if it's because Trump had a tantrum and turned on her, because the vacant cavern that once held her soul finally caved in, because she made some sort of reckless mistake that exposed the government to catastrophic liability, or some other unhinged reason. But that doesn't mean I don't have a good guess. First, I don't think it's because she accused Democrats of defending offenders after Scott Tao, who is a naturalized citizen, was violently dragged from his home by ICE in his underwear in the middle of winter, all because he rented a house that used to be lived in by the people ICE was actually looking for, one of whom it turned out was already in prison at the time of the raid, proving DHS was breaking into homes and detaining citizens while using stale, inaccurate data. Trish also didn't resign because DHS used a white supremacist slogan in a DHS recruiting ad, and Laughlin said it's not there and it would be morally repugnant if it were, in an interview that took place at the exact same time that ad was running on social, containing both the slogan and playing the white supremacist song in the background, where less than 40 minutes after her interview completed, the ad was deleted everywhere, but not before about 10 million Americans saw it. Lastly, Trishy Mack also didn't resign because she compared anti-ICE protesters to 1940s German people, while implying a violent encounter with anti-ICE protesters was warranted due to their rhetoric, which is really just a fancy word for free speech. Now, if you ask me, none of these reasons are why Trish McLaughlin is leaving, because these things are all trash, but Donald Trump is the king of the dump, and so he loves trash. Oh, I think her resignation has more to do with the massive ProPublica investigation, which has only built momentum since November, where ProPublica reported that DHS used the national emergency at the border to excuse spending $220 million taxpayer dollars in no-bid contracts for anti-immigrant ad campaigns, with $143 million of that money going to a shell company that was only about 10 days old when the contract was issued, and that immediately subcontracted some of that work to the Strategy Group, whose CEO happens to be Trish McLaughlin's husband, and who has a long history of producing ads for Kristi Noem in South Dakota. Now, of course, DHS and McLaughlin have both claimed that she fully recused herself from the selection process, and say they had absolutely no visibility into why that company was chosen as a subcontractor, which is really perfect since they used the claim of a national emergency to go around the bidding process, which means there is no direct evidence of something illegal having taken place yet. But given the fact that that $143 million contract was given to a company that was less than 10 days old, with zero evidence they could handle a...
I'm going to say it right now. The Democratic candidate in 2028, or when we go to the primary, the nominees need to all promise to investigate this to the fullest extent. Let's go through this a bit more. Trisha McLaughlin, the mouthpiece of the DHS, posted a private jet photo on her Instagram. She is riding in a private jet to go somewhere. Is this a Louis Vuitton bag right here? I don't know. I'm not good at designer stuff. But it was recently revealed that her husband's company won a subcontract on a non-competed $220 million contract from DHS, in a deal described as experts by corrupt and worthy of an investigation. A firm tied to Kristi Noem secretly got money from $220 million of DHS ad contracts. The company is run by the husband of Noem's chief spokesperson, Trisha McLaughlin. I honestly cannot believe the staggering level of corruption right here. Absurd, absurd stuff. And here's Trisha McLaughlin saying the protesters are the one brainwashed. They don't even know what they're protesting. I'm sorry, but you're on Fox News right now. You were on the brainwashing station and not bringing up the fact that you are taking hundreds of millions of dollars for your husband.
We're making sure that there isn't immigration crime and fraud, which we've seen scores of. So I don't think that those individuals even really know what they're protesting. I think that they've largely been brainwashed, not just by the media, but by the politicians themselves.
Trisha, I appreciate you being here today. Thank you.
Okay. They've been brainwashed by the media and the politicians. Very good, Trisha McLaughlin. I'm going to leave it there. Good riddance to Trisha. I will continue to use my platform to push for a Democratic Party that seeks accountability for Republicans, to push for a Democratic Party that that wants to investigate the DHS, Trisha McLaughlin, Kristi Noem. We should be sitting their asses down on January 21st of 2029 and making sure we interrogate them about this exact thing. I'll see you all in the next video. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.